Satan's counterfeits. The magicians did not really cause their rods to become serpents, but by magic, aided by the great deceiver, they were able to produce this appearance. The prince of evil, though possessing all the wisdom and might of an angel fallen, has not power to create or to give life. This is the prerogative of God alone. But he produced a counterfeit. To human sight the rods were changed to serpents. Such they were believed to be by Pharaoh and his court. Though the Lord caused the real serpent to swallow up the spurious ones, this was regarded by Pharaoh not as a work of God's power, but as the result of a kind of superior magic. Pharaoh was seeking some pretext for disregarding the miracles that God had wrought through Moses. Satan gave him just what he wanted. He made it appear that Moses and Aaron were only magicians and sorcerers and that the message they brought could not claim respect as coming from a superior being. Thus Satan's counterfeit caused Pharaoh to harden his heart against conviction. Satan hoped also to shake the faith of Moses and Aaron. The prince of evil well knew that Moses prefigured Christ, who was to break the reign of sin over the human family. He knew that when Christ should appear, mighty miracles would be an evidence to the world that God had sent him. By counterfeiting the work of God through Moses, Satan hoped not only to prevent the deliverance of Israel, but through future ages to destroy faith in the miracles of Christ by making them appear to be the result of human power.